Gemara says that wasn't a good, that's not a good question. Why? Because the karma inu misa. We before in the Mishnah were talking about misa. Truma, smaisa, the zaritzis chayiv misa. Maybe by a chayiv misa the rabbanu will machnir. Or maisa rasheshes lav. And the sheshes only has the question back for maisa sheni. Tichsiv over there, the apostle says, by maisa sheni, loisuch alecho bisharecho. So at most there's only a love involved in eating it. So maybe since there's only a love, maybe there even Rameya is made that we're makel. He only said we're machmir where there's a question of a mitzvah of the Shemaim involved. And now the Gemara says though, but ulamai the meisa rosheshes. But you should know if rosheshes question is a good question, I'll tell you then what that by the chil of meisa sheni you see we make all. So then Rabbi Yosef shape komishanelei. Rabbi Yosef's teretz that there's a chilik between whether you eat it or whether pigeon. That's a good teretz. When are we machmer only if you eat it? But time for pigeon they were makel. But the question is now El Ravina. But Ravina that asked this last question, how come the loch is if you buy from a nachtum? You'll let it be mafresh. Min hat fustam harbei, how come I naptu alachiv? Somewhere has to say like this. Ah, the meisav min nachtum. Before Rav Nachman asked the question, before Ravina asked the question, from a nachtum, l'sayilei mi paltum. Let him bring the proof to what he's saying from the loch of a palter. The Tanan, we learned like this. Halakech min apalter. If you buy bread from a palter, that's like the middleman. That's like the seitan. He buys from a lot of different people. Sen alochru is maisa min kol defus udfus. Divrei Rabbi Meir. From every single form of bread, you have to take off its own maisus. In other words, we're afraid that maybe you bought it from different people, and one person took off his maisa and the other one did not. Therefore, you have to be mafrish on each defus separately. So you see by palter, we say such a swara. If so, what do you have to answer here? In order to make another stereo between the palter and the nachtum, elo mayis loch lemein, what do you have to say? That I tell you, palter, what's a palter? That's mitzrei tlosi gavri's oven. He buys it from two or three people. Therefore, if you have different tefusim, you have to take off meiser on each tefus separately. Because maybe one was from a person that took off meiser, and maybe one was from a person that did not take off meiser. But nachtum, I tell you, the case of a nachtum is nami mechad gavra who's oven. He only bought all his bread off one person. So therefore, since it's all off one person, either he took off meiser or he didn't take off meiser. So therefore, monashef he could take off meiser from one tfus, from one bread, or from another bread, because it's all came from one person. So therefore, that's the teretz. Why by a nachtum we say you could be mafresh ala tfusim harbi. Now the Gemara says, Rova Merova says, Shmuel Shapi Komishanali. I'll tell you now, on Reb Leza's first question that he asked, how come in our Mishnah was so machmir? So I'll tell you, Shmuel's answer was a good answer. That Shmuel answered, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir holds that even in the Rabbonins, we're machmir Mishal Torah. So Mori asked the question before, what's the proof? Maybe Rabbi Meir only said it by a Mises Bezdin of Gittin, but maybe not by Mises B'dei Shemayim of Trumas Maisa. So I tell you, Rav answers and says, no, Rav Omar Shmuel Shapiko Mishanilei, because Shame Misa Boilam. There's one halacha, it's one Shame Misa. There's not a difference whether it's a Misa B'dei Shemayim or Misa B'dei Yodam. Both of them are co-partners, there's a Misa involved. So therefore, if you see Rabbi Meir's Machman on the Rabbonin, you can make it came derisive by Gittin, who then you could say Rabbi Meir's a fan of our Mishnah that holds also that by Trumas Meiser of the Mai, also will Machman to say that if a Zahar eats from it, he has to be Meiser of Achimish. Nachman to Palter. Yerovam Rovah says, Shmuel Shafiko Mishanilei. Shmuel still answered good. But I'll tell you, Shem Misa Boilam. That there's no nafkamina between a Misa b'dayadam and a Misa b'day Shemayim. Even though you want to ask and say that Geth is a Misa b'day Adam. If you're very with a Meshesish, there's Misa's Bezdin. By true Masmaiser, it's only a Misa b'day Shemayim. So you want to make this chilek, he says no, that's not a Bikasha. Because the Maisa, Shem Misa b'Elam. They both have one Shem Misa, that's enough to bring Kasha one and the other. Like if the Rabbanim made a chizik by one, the Rabbanim should make a chizik by the other one also. And the Mishnah says, Eilu dvorim shein lehem ayno. These are the things that there's no pasha of ayno. If you sell something and you charge more than a sixth, there's no halacha of ayno. Ho avodim if you sell an eved, kenani, via shtoris, if you sell shtoris, versus amoycha shtoris, ligvois choyv shebetoycha vitlem liyatsmoy. If I sell you my shtar, I have a shtar that somebody owes me $100, and I sell it to you, that you'll be able to collect the shtar.
even though the shtar itself is only a right to collect 100, I sell it to you with 150. So no matter how much I charge you, there's no halacha of oinor by shtaros. We'll see in the Gemara why not. And the akakoyis, when I sell you karka, property, no matter how much I charge you, there's no din oinor. There is one man yom, and it says ad machsa. But once I charge you 50% more, then there is a parsha of oinor, a bit lemekach. But the din of a sixth of regular oinor does not apply to karka. The hegdeshes, who are din by hegdesh? Rashi says, gizbur ha-moichel hegdesh, vayamarcher olosa ichnofu baymun. Is it a gizbur that sells hegdesh? If you have your own korban oyla that became a balmun, and you want to sell it right now, also there's no parsha of oinor. No matter how much you charge for it, still there's a locha, the sale takes place. Yeah. Now, ein lehem tashlume kefel, v'loy tashlume yavo v'chamisha. Yeah. Rashi zim tofach v'ymochor, v'mishum megdesha sitzach v'misnayu. It tells us the chiddush here by hegdish. Di'ilu avodim mishtosh v'chakoyis, v'shaklem meymer. Di'ilu tashlume yavo v'chamisha in hegas. Hele v'shov v'sev avad, avad is not shayach this halach over here. So kitzu, what we're talking about here is avad v'hegdesha. Telling them that you steal an animal of hegdish, there's no halach to pay back kefel, there's no halach to pay back a dalet v'hei. Shoynechinam ein a nishba, Hashemchim doesn't have to swear. That means Rashi, Shaloi posha, Shaloi hezkikosloi, Shaloi hezkiko terribly shov aleim. If you're a shamer on a hegdish to kishor, you don't have to swear on it. Hashemchinam does not have to swear, there is not for shaya. When they say soch ein a mishalim, when they say soch it was nigdavu mimenu, also is potter. Hashem a soch is potter ein a mishalim. Rabbi Shimon says, it depends. If you have a korban that you are chayi bach yusan, Rashi says, "Omarei olai oilo." If you say you have a chiv upon yourself to bring korban oilo, so no matter what happens to it, you're going to have to bring another korban. Fefrishoy, and you mafresh this animal for your korban oilo. Vumamon, and it became a bamum, or mocher, and you sold it. So kodshim shuchayi bach yusan, that you have a chiv bach reis on it. Yeshva mayno, then lemais is like your own, and there's a pasha veno here. That lemaisa, if you sell it too much, you charge more than six, you charge a six, and as a locha of regular no, since lemaisa your chai bach yusan is considered like yours, and therefore there's a parsha of no. Rashi says the chivah the meisa nignevo. If this shor would have been killed or stolen or nignevo, chai bach yusa, you chai v'nachrayis didehu. The altoinu isha sochiv kirinim bei. We call this altoinu isha sochiv. Don't jip one another. Because since the mice said his money, he's a chai bachrayus on it, therefore there's a pasha reno. But what about other kochim? She'enu chai bachrayusen, the rashi's kagoyin, the omah harezu. If you only say this animal should be hegdish, but it's not a chiv upon you, the she'enu chai bachrayusen, ein lehom reno, then there's no pasha reno. Yehuda says, af ha moiches, seifet Torah, teheimo magolios, ein lehom reno. If you sell somebody a seifet Torah, no matter how much money you charge for it, that's the sale price. And there's no pasha of annoy, charge you too much. Who are din a behema? Who are din a magolius? He sells you a pearl or a diamond. Ain't let my know, and these things are so precious, there's no pasha of annoy. We'll see in the Gemara why not. Omru Lord, he said to him, no, loy omru ela eselu. It was only said the first things, not these last cases. It was only said, ain't let my know, on the first cases of the Mishnah. On shtoro is karkois, but not on these last things. Get to some achlekis, on these last things, is there I know, or is there no I know? If you sell a Sefer Torah, or if you sell a behemoth, or if you sell magog, or if you sell pearls. Now, go back to the Reish of the Mishnah. Then the Reish of the Mishnah says that Eilu Dvorim Shem Lehem Oinor HaVodim HaShtorosh V'Kakoyis. If you sell a karka, a shtar, or an eved, there's no pasha of Oinor. Even though you charge him more than a sixth, the sale still takes place. So Mor says, V'Nohan immediately, how do we know this Yisoid? The Torah of Rabbonim will learn like this. The Apostle says, V'chisim kuru min kol yamisecha. If you sell something to your friend, or you buy something from your friend. So, if you sell or you buy something, so where is this pasha of altoinu? Don't jip him. Only on a sale that you hand over miyad liyad. Rashi says on this, he's a roll of altoinu. On such a sale that you hand it over to the other person, to dover matalto, I give it over to you, that's when the Torah says, don't jip him, don't charge more than a sixth or a sixth. Yotzu kakois, it goes out of this kakois. If you sell property, there's no pasha v'inor. She'ein metaltlim, you can't move it around. There's no pasha metaltlim. Therefore, it's not called v'inor. Yotzu avodin, you sell an ezek kenani, even though he is movable, I can hand him over to you. But it goes out avodim shulk shul kakois etzuk eshta kakois. Rashi says the pasuk says v'znachalte moisom hulk shul yachuza. that an Eved Kenani has the same halacha like a Steyr Achuza. So just like by a Soda, if you sell it, there's no Pasha of Oino, you can sell it as much as you want for. The same thing by an Eved Kenani, you can sell it as much as you want for. And Yotzu Shtaros also go out. You see, the Pasuk says, V'chisim kiru memkar. It means, V'dashin mecha shegufay mocher. The gufay konui. That you're selling something that has value in the actual thing that you're selling. You're selling a chair, you're selling a table. The actual chair, the actual table is worth something. Yotzu Shtaros, if I say you the Shtar, this piece of paper, Shein gufay mecher. I'm not selling you the actual piece of paper. That's worth half a penny. That's not what I'm selling you. And the ain gufa knuya. I'm not selling you the actual money. The money's not here right now. I'm only giving you the right to collect the money later. But what I'm giving you right now, that piece of paper that's not called gufa mamin, that's not doimata, dobra nikna miyad liyad. Therefore, there's no pasha over noah if I sell you shtaris. Yevienum oimdim el l'rayishabem. Like, what are you holding on this piece of paper for that I'm selling you? That's only a proof that you bought the money like. But the actual money is not in the shtar. Therefore, when I sell you the shtar, it's not called gufay mamin, I can charge as much as I want. From here we learned out that ha-moichesh teroisov lebesim, if somebody sells shtaros to a besim, Rashi says, lots of them are afkos, someone, if somebody buys it just to cover up his battles with them. So nimsu memchram shalelu tzorach tashmas gufayu, then I'm selling you this piece of paper that you should use it. Like, I'm selling the shtaros for you to use them to mishtamish to close up your battles with them. So mikanomru, that ha-meichesh teroys of lebesim, if I sell my shtaros to a person that sells perfume-like, and it needs it to close up the bottles, yesh lamayno, then I'm selling you something that's gufa mamin, the piece of paper you want to use for itself. That's gufa mamin, then there would be a pasha vayno. Pash yesh lamayno, the gufa on knu yamachor. I'm selling you the gufa of the piece of paper right now. That's what the mechir is on, and that's what I'm selling you. Then there is an isra no. The more pshit, of course. The Rashi says, "Maishna mekoma talpum the yama." So I'm selling you the piece of paper. It's the piece of paper. So pshit is a parasha by no. Then, like, why is it different than I sell you a chair? So Mar says, "Liyafuki mid Rav Kana." This is not like Rav Kana. The yama that he says, "Ein noyis the prutais." That there's no parasha by no. It's by prutais. But something that's only worth a pruta too, there's no pasha of anor. Of course, no matter how much I charge you, 3-4 prutas, if I charge you a penny, 5-10 pennies more, to swear your meichel anyway. It's not a double choshev to say there's a pasha of anor on it. So maybe here also, shtoris, if I sell you the piece of paper, how much is a piece of paper worth? A penny too. So even if I charge you 4 pennies for it, there's a swear, according to Rav Kana, that's mechila. There's no anor. Kamashman, that's the chiddush of anor, that yesh anor the prutas, that there is anor prutas. Even though what I sell you is worth very little, still there's a pasha of a no. Trash of the prutois, stam moicher shteroys of lebesen, ein shem hanekech shel isa biyachad, el is shel prutois. What I sell you is not worth an isa, that's a stronger coin. It's simple prutois, simple kappa coins. So it's a machoikas if there's an I know, if I sell you something so cheap for kappa coins. So that's the chiddush over here, yes. Even though I sell you a piece of paper just used to close up your bottles with it, also there's a pasha of a no. Then the Mishnah says Hekadeshis. That the Hekadesh, right, if Gizba sells the Hekadesh, so even though he charges more than a sixth, it's okay. Amakra, the Pasuk says, Ochiv, that Altoinu is Ochiv. Don't dupe your brother. So we dash in Ochiv le Hekadesh. There's only a pasha of Ochiv by your brother, not to dupe him, not to charge more than a sixth or a sixth, but not for Hekadesh. Maskib lo Rabba bar Mamol, kol Hechod Echsiv Yodoy. Yodoy Mamishu, whenever it says in the Pasuk Yodoy. Doesn't mean mom is something you hand over. You hand over from hand to hand. Rashi de kadaikis liel miyada misecha. That means mitautlin. Bedafko hanikhim miyad al yad. Where's the pasha of oino? I can't jip you if I sell you something that you can hand over from hand to hand. But this the pasuk says yad yoda yoda means yoda mamish. That's to be handed over into your hand. Is that true? Elamiyat is so. Just here the pasuk says v'yikach es kol artzim miyadoi. He took all the land from his hands. Hochi nami dechol arya biyodei hu nokid lei. Is it true that he was holding everything in his hand? He can't hold property in your hand. So what does it mean? Elam reshusay. It means from his property. That's all. So hochi nami reshusay. Maybe he also just means from your property. And if so, afu dekakoyis nami, Rashi says the mashma. Even if I sell you my property, if I sell you my kako, maybe it's also a pasha of I know. Sadi not even dying from the word miyodoi, and it's dafka literally, something that you could hand over from hand to hand, and now we say no, the ikal kalatsa miyodoi means from your possessions, from your property. Verses like this, and also the chalecha de chsiv yodoi, that's fakir, lav yodoi, Muhammad shall bring you proof of this. Like you want to tell me when it says the word yodoi, it doesn't really mean it, of course it does mean it. For Tanya, we learn like this, and he mod says he mod sebi yodoi, and we find the gnever in the ganav's hands. So we darash an aim li yelabi eli yodoi. I would have only known if you find it in the ganav's hands himself, and then there's a parsha of gnever. Since the pasuk says bi yodoi, I would think it means mamish in his hand. That's when it becomes a ganav. He has to have a kinyan gnever. It has to mamish be in his hand. Gagoi chatzera for kafifi minayin. How do we know if the ganav doesn't have it in his hand? But he has it in his chotzer, in his yard, or his gag on his roof, or kafifa, the bigger yard in front of the house. Minayin, how do we know that such a rishus also has kinyan gnever on it? Talmudem, the pasuk says, imimotze timotze mikomakon. Mash, many times we find it by the ganav. Even though it's not mamish in his hand, but as long as it's in his rishus, there is a parsha of gnever. So here you see, you need an extra pasuk, he motzei timotzei. But without the extra pasuk, I would say from the word yodoi, means yodoi mamish. So then we'll back to our pshat, that he also, by altoinu, it says yodoi. So I know is only by something mamish biyad. But something is not mamish biyad, there's no pasha of I know. So Mar says, time with the kosher rachamoni mimotzei timotzei, like we're just saying. Why do we make this rashi even gaga chatzeroi on? Because the pasuk says extra, he motzei timotzei. If not for this, I would have thought to say, where the Torah says the word yodai, it means yodai mamish, I would have thought to say. So there's a pusaraya, it's the way with Nashni from now Mishnah. The suan also, the sutani also we learned, v'nosan v'yodai. Pasuk says by get, you have to give the get in your wife's hand. It says v'nosan v'yodai, you have to give it to her in a hand. So ain liyeli yodai, you only know it's good if you give it to a mamish in a hand. Gago chatzeiro v'kafif minayin. How do you know if you put it into a roof, or you put it into a chatzero, or into a kafifo, that there's also a kinyan chotzalite, but there is get? How do you know if you give it to your wife for shoes? Also, she's koino, it's a parsha of a get. Either Torah says, v'nosin biyoda. So you see again, biyoda means badafka in the hand. Talmudim, I need a new pasuk to say, v'nosin mikomokom. Of an extra word, v'nosin, any type of a giving. So again, time of the kosar rachamon of v'nosin. Why do we make this drosha that any giving is good? Because it says an extra word, v'nosin. If not for the extra word v'nosan, I would have thought to say, kol heicha dechsev yodoi, wherever the pasuk says the word yodoi, I dash and say yodoi mamish. But the pasuk means yad mamish, and nothing else. So now it's good the way we're dashing in our Mishnah, that there's no pasha of oino by kaka. Something that's not nitno miyad liyad. Alright, turn over. So with back to the Mishnah, the Chura Mishnah is good. Must like this. Elokol yodoi yodoi mamish. It's not true what you're saying. Whenever the Torah says the word yodoi, really it means bedafkin the yad. The kinyan takes place. Whatever it is. The kinyan or I know. Vishani hosom. Avi Yashreel the Gemara by Midbar, the Pasuk in the Midbar says, Yigar Cholatsum yodoi, Shani hosom, the lekle may mochi, elo rishusai. There we can't say differently. There it says we take away his rishus. The kinyan means all his property was in his hand. The pshita of the word yodai means all his property. But in a normal case, where it's possible to say that the word yodai means what it says, yodai, we talk to leave it that way. That yad means yad. Therefore, that's trying our Mishnah, that karka and shtoroi, and avodim, are yotza from the parasha of Eino, because the pasuk says, that yisimcha mimkala mitzecha, ikona miyad amitzecha. On his son, that's nitna, miyad liyad, mitalt limanat kakois. Boy, Reb Zeri asked a question like this. Schirus yesh loy oino oyen loy oino. If you rent an apartment, schirus, is there a pasha of oino or not? He charges you too much. I think it's fine here. I rent you, I tip you. Rent should have been $500 a month. The guy charges you $700 a month. He charges you more than a sixth more. Is there a pasha of oino or not? Mem karam rachmano. Maybe the Torah only said the pasha of oino by regular sale. If I sell you something, sale means it's yours loylom. Avoloy schiras. And maybe you just rent something, there is no pasha v'no. If I rent something, there the Torah didn't give the schiddish that I can't jip you, I'll tell you. As much as I want to charge, I can charge you. My sits mine. I can charge you wherever I want for it. Or I do it, maybe loyshna, maybe no, maybe there's no difference. But my sits now you're giving it away to somebody. It's also a type of a sale. What's schiras? I'm not selling you the goof of the house. The house still belongs to me, but I'm selling you the rights to use it. It's also a type of a sale. Scrimmage is also a type of a sale. So maybe on this type of a sale, the Torah still gave the parasha of Einor. Omalei Abaye, Abaye said back, Miksiv Mimchor Liyolom Memchas Tomiksiv. So they say it has to be a Mechal Oilom. It's only a real sale that forever goes out of Yeshus. No, any type of a sale. So Schirus L'Shait is called like a sale. The mice, I rented you for a year, whatever it is. But for that time that I'm renting it to you, it's like I sold it to you. You have the schus of it to be mishtamish in it. Even though it's not a mechira li'elam, but a mechira for that zman of the schirus is called a mechira. Therefore, v'alan svara, this is bechlal a mechira, that the Torah says, al toinu, in all of Egypt. But behind nami, b'yoyim a mechirahi. For the one day, or as many days as you're using, you're renting the house, for those days it's called a mechira, v'ada there is a parasha v'ino. Boy, Rav, Rav asked a question like this. Chitin, you have wheat, v'zoram b'karka, and now you put the seeds in the ground. Maho, yesh le mayno, yein lo mayno. And I sell it to you the way it is right now. I sell it to you when the seeds are in the ground right now. Is there a pasha v'ino or not? Is it called I'm selling you karka? That we said before, there's no v'ino. Was it considered no? I'm selling you the seeds of zoram b'karka, there will be a pasha v'ino. Tomorrow says, one way to look at it, is that Lamaisa, you have the seeds here. So my nafkamina, if the seed is in a jar, or now Lamaisa, they're staying in the ground. But what I'm selling you are the seeds. The seeds, wherever they are, that's the sale. So that's a dovra nimcha miyad liyad. That's called a no. It's only called command the shadi bekadadam. It's like I throw it into the jar. Maybe no, but lino agav arya. Right now it's booked to the karka. Therefore it's still like a sale of a dobra karka. That's not metal to miyad liyad. Therefore there's no pasha v'no. The Rashi says v'yenu no lakakoyis. Or b'shleya shrishukoy. We're talking about it didn't start to give off roots. Of course, if it gave off roots, it's not as growing. It's not as part of the karka. Here the chiddush is the first 3 days before it was nishras, before the roots started to grow. Something more says, hey kidami, what's the case talking about? Ilay mediyami ihu. Shad yabo shiso, I told you throw 6 seeds in. V'yosu sadi v'yamri d'loy shad be'elu chamisha. He only threw 5 seeds in. Rashi sadi zarati bo sheisoin. I planted for you 6 soin. And they did come and said, no, you only planted 5 for you. The Yom Rav Rav said, kol davar shebemidu shemishko shereminyan afilu pochus mechleano chayzer. If I make up an exact amount of a nida or a mishkal or a minion, how much I want to sell you, then even less than I know. It's not much I made an exact amount of how much I'm selling you, so it's vatla nekach even less. This is not the regular pasha of I know. This is a new pasha, what we made up. Here it's chayzer, rashi de mekach toyesu. To behead your pirish becheskas kain. I'm telling you clearly, I'm only buying this, and that's not what not what I want to buy from you. We ain't a kain. Chidish ha-mekach toyesu, ha-filu botulu agav agi, even though you want this bot v'karka, chayzer. Rashi says, even though the Torah says, when you sell karka, there's no pasha v'noah, but midinekach toys lo yimayet. But if it's not what I'm buying from you, it's not what you told me you're selling me, that's mekach toys, avada, that applies to karka. Shre ain't a mekach, that zoch le'zovin, it's not a sale altogether. I had no das to buy this. I told you clearly I want to buy 5, where you planted 6 seeds there, 6 soyim of seeds, and you only gave me a karka, that's 5 soyim, that's not what I bought. That can't be the case. Ela rather diyom iu shad yibok de boyle. I want you to see it the way you're supposed to. Rashi kama shetzor lekarka. They need to diyum them the shchicha de toy hein. No, I'm telling you, seed my field. Like I want you, I'm buying this field with the seeds, and I tell you to seed it the way normal people do it. The igloy mils. Now it comes out. We found out the truth was the leshod de kedi boyle. He did not seed the field the way he was supposed to. That's the shell he liked jip you. He charged you. To, as if he seeded it the way he was supposed to, and he didn't. So here it's not called the mekach toys, because you didn't speak out exactly how much you want. It's a zachas tolin umdun in your das. So nice, you wanted to buy this field no matter what with the seeds. Just Egypt, you didn't give you enough seeds. So that's the shayla. Yesh lo meno, is there a pasha veno here? And the mele, of course, we look as if the seed is command the muncha bekardadomi. It's like in a jar, and therefore it's a sale on something that's metalful. So if Egypt's you a sixth or more, you have a locha veno. Oyein lo meno, no. Command the shad the bekadi dom of yeshlo meno. That's one side. Or the maybe but lino agav arya. Now the mice of these seeds now are bought up to the karka. It's not mamish in jar. It's in the ground right now. So we look as if it's part of the karka. So the sale now is on karka like. There's no pasha of meno.
Yeah. Another shaila is nishboy. That's one shaila. Nishboy in aleim or nishboy in aleim. Can you swear on this or not? The same shaila. Command the shadi bekabi adam yev nishboy in aleim. We know on regular metalklim if you moid the mixas, he is a shvu. You have to swear on it. So also these seeds, though, even though they're in the ground, but look as if it's command the shadi bekabi adami. So the regular metalklim. Or Dilma Geno, but Lino Agavario. These seeds of the mice are in the ground right now. It's like part of the ground. And the klal is, V'yein nishboin aleim. You don't swear on kakois. It's the second shayla. Third shayla. Oime matirin, oyein, oime matirin. Is the oime matir these or not? Another locker is chodosh. Things that grow, like from before Pesach. So when it comes the second day of Pesach, tes zayin, benisin, the oime is matirin. So on these things, is the oime matirin or not? Hechida, what's the case talking about? Idi Yashris, if Taka this started to give off roots, Tanina we learned. And Idla Yashris, if it didn't give off roots yet, also Tanina we learned. The Tanan we learned clearly. Imish Rishu Kaidim Luyamer, and whatever you're planting right now, caught and start to give off roots before Tezayin Benisin, or the Matirin. Even though the Rovavit grows after Pesach, after Tezayin Benisin, but since the mice of these seeds were Nishrash before the Yamer, the Yamer is Matirin, doesn't have a Nisa Chodesh on it. If the seed, if the roots do not start to grow before the Yomer, then when it starts to grow, then after Pesach, it's like you're first planting it after Pesach, when the Shroshim, the roots start to grow, and from then on, so therefore, it's like started to grow after the Yomer, that Yomer is not matter, you have to wait for the next year Yomer. Yeah. So what's your question? We learn clearly both ways. Our shayla is, the chaddinu v'zarinu kaidun Yomer.
That you have, let's say, wheat that was growing from before Pesach, and you picked it up, the chatdinu, you picked it out of the ground, the zarinu, and you replant it again. Koidim loyme, before Pesach, the yosel le'yomer, and now when Pesach, second day came, of the yomer, the cholof alayu, and it passed by it, was v'lo yashras koidim loyomer. Now these seeds, or this growth, that you replanted again, did not take roots again. And while the yomer passed by, it was in the ground, but it didn't have roots yet. So ma, what's the halacha? Leminkat umeichu minayu. Could you pick up right now these and eat it? Because I tell you, command the shadi v'kadadami. Even though you had it in the ground, but it's considered just like it was in a basket, in a glass. Therefore, since lemaisa the yomer passed by, you would be allowed to eat from it. Visharinan oimer, and therefore the yomer was matarit. Oidilma maybe no, but linu agavaria. Maybe no, it's bot lagav the karka. Now, since Lamaisa was in the ground right now, maybe the Yomer cannot be matarit. And this Gemara says, Teiko, these shells already have a suffix. If these things are considered bottles of the kark or not, all these things remain by a suffix, by a Teiko. Alright, we'll stop here.